The following presentation is controversial and may be offensive to some audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
3, 2, 1. Radio from the heart of America.
The Shad Olson Show. Shad Olson Show.
The Shad Olson Show starts now.
S-O-S.
America is back. Standing tall. Standing tall.
As of now, I am in control here in the White House.
Stupid people are ruining America. It's sad.
I hope it'll be all over television, radio, and the newspapers.
I would like to take all the credit for this, but I can't.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The Shad Olson Show. Shad Olson Show.
Hey!
Chad Olson Show.
It's true, as you said, Nancy. It's justice tonight that Ghislaine Maxwell sleeps uneasily behind bars. But I think everyone watching is concerned that justice stops here, which would be an injustice, because clearly she was trafficking these young women to other people, to individuals, and you would have to suspect beyond Jeffrey Epstein. The prosecution has shown very little interest. In fact, they've discouraged any names coming out in this trial, quote unquote, third parties. And so I have to wonder, with everything found in his apartment, CDs, binders, Nancy, will we get those names? Beyond whether or not they will be corroborated, will somebody ask, Nancy, will we pursue that next step in justice?
I believe with all the heat on federal prosecutors right now that they will go forward, that they will explore the possibilities within all of those binders. It's hard to keep a secret like that. There were detectives, there were investigators, there were crime scene techs everywhere. They saw all of that. I find it very difficult to believe that they would keep it all under their hat. For what? Propriety? That's not going to happen if, in fact, the evidence to which you are referring exists.
Well, God forbid that we ever go to Nancy Grace or the likes of Nancy Grace for the, you know, the arbiter of all truth regarding legal conundrum and prognostication about what's going to happen. And in the wake of just this bombshell verdict in the Ghislaine Maxwell investigation, the Jeffrey Epstein blowback and everything that comes out after that, I have to confess to cynicism and skepticism about not just the fact that Ghislaine would be found guilty in this case, but that that anybody that was on the Epstein flight logs and on the reams of the audio and videotapes and all of the blackmail, COINTELPRO, agitprop material that was collected and all of the power players as we know them to be around the world that show up in that evidence, I'm yet to be dissuaded of my skepticism or assuaged from the belief that these people are simply above the law and are not ever going to see their day in justice as a result of what they did and how they took part in these crimes against humanity and the most lascivious debauchery you can possibly imagine in taking advantage of these underage girls and boys and all of the bloodlust bacchanal that we know the Epstein tale of terror and horror. The Temple of Doom below his mansion on Little St. James Island. Everything that we know about that situation. I refuse to believe or refuse to be convinced that what happened with Ghislaine Maxwell is going to bear any fruit going forward. Now, I know that hope springs eternal with so many of you and that you believe that the cavalry is just over the hill and that we're going to see this letting of justice, this long-awaited, long-deferred, long-embittered arrival of justice in this situation as a result of this verdict. This assumes a number of things, that not the least of which is the belief that Ghislaine Maxwell is going to fare any better behind bars than Jeffrey Epstein himself did after he was incarcerated, actually picked up and placed in a jail cell in Manhattan City proper. Why would we believe that Ghislaine Maxwell is going to survive any better behind bars than Jeffrey Epstein did that prior to his insufferable mishap and just, you know, the sad thing that happened with his paper bed sheets, which strangled him so sufficiently in his suicide so as to break multiple bones in his neck. We're waiting for the cameras to malfunction. The surveillance system at whatever facility Ghislaine Maxwell is being held, I would believe that it is in very ripe condition for malfunction even as we speak. And that such is the cynicism of the age and of the moment, as we've seen just these repeated opportunities for there to be justice in this kind of case. And as we look at just the very scantiest tip of the iceberg in regards to everything we know about the Luciferian pedophile cabal that is the thrumming spiritual empowerment center of the New World Order and the globalists that desire the entrapment and the imprisonment of the entire planet under their autocratic system. I remain thoroughly unconvinced that we're ever going to see justice for the long list of the evildoers that have been implicated in this case, whether they're on the flight logs or whether they are too powerful to even appear on those flight logs. Whether we're talking about Bill Clinton or Prince Andrew or Alan Dershowitz or Bill Gates or I don't care who it is we're talking about, this kind of money, especially at the 11th hour and 59th minute prior to the global economic collapse, this kind of money is in play, and it remains no less effective than it ever has in the affairs of mankind regarding its ability to steer the outcomes away from rightful justice in this situation. Nevertheless, this is a moment of justice. It's a moment of relief for some of the victims. They've spoken out about this, and it is a moment that is worth noting and celebrating and giving thanks for. Just in regards to the psychological and psycho-spiritual well-being of those poor victims that were trafficked and those that survived, and those that haven't. Their memory should be honored in this moment as well. I couldn't help but notice it was, social media never ceases to amaze. I'm going through social media threads with articles referring to the guilty verdict of Ghislaine Maxwell. You notice that there's a concerted effort to cast all of these victims with very interesting profile identities. You notice there's a concerted effort to discredit these people, to shame them about their motivation, saying, oh, they're just out for money. They're not really out for justice. They just want money for themselves and for their families. And, you know, it never ceases to be a dog picture with zero posts and, you know, no profile activity since June of 2013. But that's all I'm going to say about that. I believe that they prepared for this. I believe the globalists are in play, even as we speak, trying to steer the narrative, hoping to take the heat off of not just the royal family, but the highly placed elite politicos around the world that are implicated in this case. I want to get some reaction to this from somebody who has expertise and knowledge from a practical standpoint dealing with sex trafficking victims and the crimes of sex trafficking and what this means, having actually been close to these kinds of operations and the victims of them. Pleased to welcome to the program Stacey Ann. Stacey is a talk show host, hails from Arkansas now, but has worked previously in Oregon and right here in the Black Hills of South Dakota as well. And we're pleased to welcome her back to the Chad Olson Show. Stacey, it's great to have you back.
Great to be with you from the hillbilly hideaway in Arkansas. And wow, what headlines as we wrap up another incredible year, 2021, I can't help but be optimistic. I know you were kind of going, oh, you know, all the optimism that the House of Cards is going to start tumbling down, and, yes, and maybe I've been guilty of being an optimist, certainly, but the absolutely abhorrent ways that these kids have been manipulated and abused and groomed, it's just a horror picture show. It's hard to believe that it actually happened. And what's more damning is that the system of corruption, collusion, and greed has been protected. that it's continued to protect these monsters and has been protected for so long. When you look at this Miss Maxwell and where she hails from,
yes.
A socialite from Britain who was a media mogul's daughter, she was groomed for this kind of position. It makes me think in my work and working with victims and working with folks that have dealt with generational sin and corruption like this, you know, there's a break, there's brokenness in there, and it gets repeated. And so, you know, that she was horrifically abused to be able to be, yes, an asset, you know, in a situation like this. And it has been interesting looking at what you say, you know, how they're framing the narrative. There's always this narrative they've got to frame to make it the least likely to sting, right? And like you said, making it sound like these brave women and these brave, a couple of them even went under names, you know, false names, or not false names, but, you know, what do they call them? Pseudonames, so that to protect them yet,
yes,
you know, because if you're a perpetrator and you die in your cell, quote unquote, of suicide, you know, certainly if you're a victim being brave enough to come forth, you can't imagine the damage and the threats and the trouble coming your way. And so when we think about these victims, this is a day of victory for them. And I really liked, yes, what the U.S. attorney, Damian Williams, you know, really said, that these are brave women who stepped out of the shadows and into the courtroom on the front stage, and they didn't call for this. So we need to, you know, I wish that there would be more emphasis on the victims and more emphasis on what they had to go through even to come forth. It really is a victory in that sense.
Yeah, it's absolutely true, Stacey. And the only word I can use is shock when I looked at social media and I see the number of people coming out and shaming these young women for being willing to speak publicly and openly about this. Apparently, the Me Too movement stops when you are a child, when you're a child who has been raped by a royal. So if you've been raped by Prince Andrew, apparently you're not afforded the same kind of gracious heroism that's extended to anybody who accuses any powerful conservative man of some form of alleged sexual impropriety, albeit with a consenting adult. Even we've seen people who are conservatives taken down for far less than actually raping a child, as is alleged in the case of Prince Andrew. You touched rightly on the background of Robert Maxwell. Robert, of course, Ghislaine's father. He was the Rupert Murdoch. That's an apt comparison, of his own era. And not only that, he was evidence, we believe, shows him to be a Mossad, maybe even a triple agent, working for the Mossad, CIA, and the MI6 in Britain prior to his early and very conspicuous demise. He was found floating next to his yacht, which was named after his daughter, by the way, having drowned and suffered a conch on the head some years back. And it's interesting to watch, and it's unfortunate, and there is tragedy and personal tragedy to be expressed in the case of Ghislaine. I absolutely believe that she was offered up by her father in the same kind of honeypot operations that they were running, the blackmail and scheming and swindling and using these kind of things to entrap and influence people in positions of high power throughout the years. You think of the number of policies, you think of the number of decisions that must have been made at the behest and under the leveraging of this kind of just nefarious material and the threat of disclosure throughout the years. This was an obvious blackmail operation used by the intelligence community of the world to steer the policies that are now in the process of enslaving mankind. And so this affects every person living today in the way that this kind of influence was wielded by the most unscrupulous and evil people that have ever walked the face of the earth. And I appreciate your perspective on that, especially as just talking about, you know, Ghislaine not only as somebody who was a perpetrator of this, but was a generational victim of it in her own right.
And she knew how to look for future victims, having walked through that, I believe, having walked through that herself, looking for attention, looking for that mentoring, allured by fame and fortune and being around those with influence that you looked up to. So, yes, very good.
It's a rabbit hole that if you haven't transomed it, you're not going to understand exactly what's happening in this present sphere and present moment, unless you understand the way the sacrament of the destruction of the innocence of children, was used as an empowerment for the dark forces and those who are actually wielding and holding the puppet strings of power in this present age. This present darkness, it is an apt metaphor, especially when dealing with the monsters who trod the innards and the insides of Epstein's Temple of Doom. We'll continue breaking this down, and as we talk about this verdict and what the implications are moving forward. Chad Olson Show, SOS Radio Network.
Repeat after me. One world government is coming. One world government is coming. One world government is coming. The nation state is obsolete. One world government will improve the lives of everyone on earth. This concludes today's indoctrination lesson, for the betterment of all mankind. The Chad Olson Show thanks you for your cooperation. Goodbye.
The vaccine is one of the greatest achievements of mankind. I came up with a vaccine, with three vaccines. Mm-hmm. All are very, very good. Came up with three of them in less than 9 months. It was supposed to take 5 to 12 years.
Both the president and I are vaxxed, and did you get the booster?
Yes.
I got it too. Okay, so...
That's ours. There's a very tiny group over there.
So you heard some members of the crowd booing there, and this was at a pro-Trump event. And look, we've seen this at Trump rallies before, where his supporters are booing the fact that he is getting a booster or vaccinated.
I recommend take the vaccines. I did it. It's good. Take the vaccines. But you got... No, that's okay. That's all right. You got your freedoms.
Well, hopefully his supporters let it sink in and go get boosted or go get that first vaccine now that they know.
They were booing him, which just doesn't make any sense.
President Trump is very proud that his administration developed that vaccine. That's the bottom line.
Well, look, and I think they should be.
The Orange County Coroner's Office is investigating the death of a woman who passed away several days after getting her second Moderna vaccine.
We're increasingly hearing about fully vaccinated people infected with COVID.
Did you get the booster?
Yes.
I got it too.
Listen to our government agencies. These guys are telling the truth. You know, there's no conspiracy here, folks. Just right. Get your damn vaccine.
I recommend take the vaccines.
Take the vaccines.
The vaccine is one of the greatest achievements of mankind.
The Chad Olson Show. Chad Olson Show.
This is the SOS Radio Network. SOS.